11, I said, tempted to say 12. Maybe you'd best wait a year or two before reading the sticks. Wait till you're old enough to marry 4 or 5 years from now. That seemed an unlikely proposition, for I had no interest in marriage back then. I was not even interested in girls, though that would change soon enough. Thyra, perhaps, Raven suggested. Thyra? I thought of Ragnar's daughter as a playmate, not as a wife. Indeed, the very idea of it made me laugh. Raven smiled at my amusement. Tell me, Uhtred, why we let you live?
I don't know.
When Ragnar captured you, he said, he thought you could be ransomed, but he decided to keep you. I thought he was a fool, but he was right.
I'm glad, I said, meaning it.
Because we need the English, Raven went on. We are few, the English are many, despite which we shall take their land, but we can only hold it with the help of Englishmen. A man cannot live in a home that is forever besieged. He needs peace to grow crops and raise cattle, and we need you. When men see that Earl Uhtred is on our side, then they won't fight us. And you must marry a Danish girl so that when your children grow, they will be both Dane and English and see no difference.
He paused, contemplating that distant future, then chuckled.
Just make sure they're not Christians, Uhtred.
They will worship Odin, I said, again meaning it.
Christianity is a soft religion, Raven said savagely. A woman's creed. It doesn't ennoble men. It makes them into worms.
I hear birds. Two ravens, I said, flying north.
A real message, he said delightedly. Hugin and Moomin are going to Odin.
Hugin and Moomin were the twin ravens that perched on the god's shoulders, where they whispered into his ear. They did for Odin what I did for Raven. They watched and told him what they saw. He sent them to fly all over the world and to bring back news. And the news they carried back that day was that the smoke from the Mercian encampment was less thick. Fewer fires were lit at night. Men were leaving that army.
Harvest time, Raven said in disgust.
Does that matter?
They called their army the Furd, he explained, forgetting for a moment that I was English. And every able man is supposed to serve in the Furd. But when the harvest ripens, they fear hunger in the winter, so they go home to cut their rye and barley.
Which we then take?
He laughed. You're learning, Uhtred.
Yet the Mercians and West Saxons still hoped they could starve us. And though they were losing men every day, they did not give up until Ivar loaded a cart with food. He piled cheeses, smoked fish, newly baked bread, salted pork and a vat of ale onto the cart. And at dawn, a dozen men dragged it toward the English camp. They stopped just out of bowshot and shouted to the enemy sentries that the food was a gift from Ivar the Boneless to King Burgred. The next day, a Mercian horseman rode toward the town, carrying a leafy branch as a sign of truce. The English wanted to talk.
Which means, Raven told me, that we have won.
It does?
When an enemy wants to talk, he said, it means he does not want to fight, so we have won.
And he was right.